it's always been a surprise that Lucretius, who's a committed Epicurean and doesn't believe that the traditional gods of the pantheon have anything to do with life on Earth, begins his poem about the nature of the universe with the most beautiful hymn to Venus ever composed. But if you listen to it, I think you'll see that it's not so much about prayer per se or temples or cult as it is about the procreative power that animates all living beings. And this is what he sees in Venus. Well, there's a reference at the beginning to Venus as the ancestress of the Roman race as well. It goes something like this: nourishing Venus, progenitor of the race of Aeneas, the joy of gods and men, you fill with your presence the skies, heavenly bodies, as they glide beneath. You fill the ship-bearing sea and the earth that brings grain. Through you, the entire race of living things is conceived, springs forth, and sees the light of the sun. You, goddess, you it is who disperse the winds and the clouds in the sky with your arrival. For you, the sweet artificer, earth, sends up its flowers. For you, the seas smile, and the calm sky gleams with spreading light. For as soon as the springtime face of day is revealed, and the breeze of creative Favonus is unlocked, then the birds of the air signal you, goddess, and your arrival, struck in their hearts with your power. Next, the wild beasts and the cattle prance through their rich fodder and swim across rushing rivers. Thus, captivated by your charm, each follows you in desire where you choose to lead. Then, through the seas and mountains and rapid rivers and the leafy homes of birds and verdant fields, instilling alluring love in the hearts of all, you bring it about that they lustily reproduce the generations after their kind. Aeneadum genetrix, hominum deumque voluptas, alma venus, caeli subter labentia signa, quae mare navigerum, quae terras frugiferentis concelebras. Per te, quoniam genus omnanimantum concipitur, vi sitque exortum lumina solis. Te, Dea, te fugiunt venti, te nubila caeli adventumque tuum, tibi suavis daedala tellus summitit flores, tibi rident aequere ponti, placatumque nitet diffuso lumine caelum. Nam simul ac species patefact est verna diei, et res errata viget genitabilis aura favoni, a eriae primum molucres te diva tuumque significant initum percursae corda tua vi. Inde ferae pegudes persultant pabula laeta et rapidos tranat amnes. Ita capta lepore te sequitur cupide quoquam quenducre pergis. Denique per maria ac montes fluviosque rapaces, frondiferasque domos, avium camposque virentes, omnibus incutiens blandum per pectora amorem, efices ut cupide generatim cycla propagent. You've been listening to the Latin Poetry Podcast with Chris Francese. Thanks a lot for listening, and don't forget to send me your comments and suggestions.